It's the pop-up museum of queer history, which is travels in local spots to sort of gather local artists and local memories. And here at WBAI, we have a history going back to as early as 1963, broadcasting LGBT voices. So I've actually discovered and digitized some newly discovered pre-Stonewall broadcasts from WBAI that are being featured in an art installation that sort of creates a setting, a space where somebody can actually listen to the broadcast with headphones and also pick up a telephone, dial the 800 number to the archives, and leave their coming out story for the future, because of course we're archives and our job is to preserve these things for the future.
And I've seen a picture from the exhibition. You've actually set up almost like a living room.
Right, exactly. I was sort of imagining back in the 60s what the listeners in New York must have been thinking when they heard those voices, brave, courageous stories, because it was just not the thing that was done ordinarily back then.
I think there's a real problem that homosexuality can't be discussed, so you're really forced to choose between two opposite poles. You're really supposed to choose between black and white. You know, I'm a heterosexual, I'm a homosexual. And that's the thing with coming out. In coming out, you have to say, well, I'm a homosexual, period, that's it. And you have to very strongly identify with whatever your notion of a homosexual is, just to keep your...
Just to maintain it, yeah.
Your identity.
Yeah, right.
And this is the first time that these recordings have been heard since 1967 and 68, because I just recently went in the refrigerator and found the reel-to-reel tape masters and digitized them. And they were so fragile, they could have been lost. So that's sort of what I created, was like, what if somebody were listening, what would it be like? And being that we're in a time capsule, that's what I've created, a queer time capsule. Every little piece has sort of an anachronistic setting. So there's like a mid-century chair or a nouveau lamp, you know, future fabric. So I sort of tried to play with a non-time space. But when you hear the voices, we also included contemporary voices. So when you're listening to something from the 60s and something from the 2000s, either it sounds exactly the same or it sounds so different. You know, for me, one of the early programs from 1963 was called The Lesbians, which were seven women who came to talk about their profession and their sexuality. But they called them a female homosexual. They hadn't really sort of embraced the word lesbian yet. So that's the part of it that is extraordinary to me, is that WBAI has a historic, absolute, brilliant space in this history of queer history.
And what about the similarities between things you were hearing in the 60s and currently? Are you hearing the same difficulties about young people having the courage to come out and the difficulty of dealing with that?
Actually, there's both. Like, say, in 1967, there was a series with Charles Pitts who hosted it, and they had call-in shows where a 17-year-old young man called in to come out because it was anonymous. He says he couldn't do it at home, but he could do it here at WBAI. Same thing with the young woman, those consciousness-raising groups of women that happen here live on the air. So when we go into the 2000s, we hear virtually the same thing sometimes. And then on the flip side, we hear a 13-year-old boy who came out to his mother when he was 9 years old. So his mother and the son come in to talk about that, and how when I hear an 85-year-old man listen to that, and he starts crying because he realizes how far we've come to have a young person be that self-identified. So in the 60s here at WBAI, it was all about self-identification, of understanding yourself. And that's sort of where the vocabulary grew.
And what about the larger exhibition? This is part of a group show?
Yeah.
What else might people see if they get...
The very first American gay publication in like the 1800s, and you actually get to see it. There's photographs, brilliant photographs from the 19th century of gay couples. There's paintings, there's tile, the multimedia.
You have an opening on Saturday night. What time and what's the address of where the show is?
Right, it's at 26 Wooster Street, and it's the Leslie Lohman Museum of Gay and Lesbian Art. And it starts at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it's an open reception for the public. And would love to have WBA listeners come and meet me in person, and so I can show off what they paid for and what they supported by supporting the station every time you have a fund drive.